Tonight's Shir Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Se'if Gimel, Dalid, and Hey. Se'if Gimel. Im ein yodo maseges liknos yayin lekiddush ulo hoch and sochet sud lechvot halayla, lechvot hayom, ulo kiddush hayom. If a person does not have enough money to purchase wine for kiddush Friday night and to prepare foods for the meal for kavod of the night and the day and kiddush of the daytime, it's preferable to use his money to buy wine for Friday night kiddush rather than food for the meals. And it's preferable to have wine for kiddush Friday night rather than kiddush wine for Shabbos day. For Hadatan, even though the Brisa teaches us that the honor of the daytime of Shabbos is greater than the nighttime, and it comes first. Hainadavka b'shar tzorche su'uda. That has to do with the food we eat at the meals. Avam ein lo elo kois echo the kiddush. But if he only has one glass of wine for kiddush, kavod laila koydim lechvod yom. The nighttime comes first. Covered for the nighttime kiddush precedes the daytime kiddush. Mr. Bura sifkotan zayin. Mutav shiikna v'chulo. The purchase of wine for kiddush Friday night supersedes the other expenses. The kiddush who mitzvah to say the araisa, because kiddush Friday night is a mitzvah to say from the Torah. Well, the hachan sarchi suuda who mitzvahs oinik mitivik kabbalah to prepare foods for the meals. It's oinik Shabbos. That's from the Navi. It's divik kabbalah. K'tichsev like the pasuk says, v'karos la Shabbos oinik. So that's in the Navi. That's not midiraisa. V'yaf al gav da hamitzvahs to say shal zochah nuchal lekayim bezechiras devarim shal kedushas Shabbos avad. Even though the Torah requirement of Zohar Shama Shabbos can be fulfilled by mentioning Kedusha Shabbos alone by word without the wine, Valayayin Elo Elo Midivei Soifim, to use wine for Kiddush is Midrabanim, V'chanal B'Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Beis, like we said before, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Beis, Afilo Hachi, nonetheless, Kim De Iker Kiddush Umin HaTorah, since the basic rule of Kiddush, the essence of Kiddush is a D'Arais, that's from the Torah, Gam Yayin Shalo Koydum L'Kol. So the wine for that kiddush precedes the other things. V'yeskimu achron, the achronim agree. The kol zedafka k'sheyesh lo pas l'tzarech halayla u'l'tzarech hayom. This is only when he already has bread for the night meal and the day meal. Aval k'she'ein lo pas, but if he doesn't have bread to eat, mutav sheyiknu lo pas v'yikadish alav. It's preferable to purchase bread rather than wine, and he'll make kiddush on the bread. Because there's an obligation to eat bread at the night meal and the day meal. If he has money to buy wine for Kiddush Friday night, but he has to choose for Shabbos morning, is he going to use the money for Kiddush or is he going to use the money for a nicer meal? After Mistaber, even though logic would tell us that kavod hayom, the nicer meal, is better than the kiddush of the daytime, mikol makom efshir to die lo bepas. Perhaps we'll still say that bread is enough for his day meal. For hamoyser yiknol yayin the kiddush hayom, and he should use the extra money to buy wine for the daytime kiddush. V'ayin be'er locha, look in the be'er locha. Sirkon ches yayin letzorach hayom, wine for Friday night kiddush comes before wine for daytime kiddush. This refers to kiddush of the daytime meal. Vatam, the reason why Friday night kiddush precedes Shabbos morning kiddush, the kiddush halayla ikar hu midiraisa, because again the essence of the Friday night kiddush is based on a midiraisa mitzvah from the Torah. The kiddush hayom hu rak midrabanan. Kiddush during the daytime is only from the chacham. V'yav agav de belayla yuchaloy mebirchas kiddush arifta. Even though at night you could make kiddush, the brach of kiddush could be on the lachala, on the bread. Ubiyoim kishlo yilo amalakadish yishorob lekiddush. And by the daytime, if he doesn't have wine, there won't be kiddush at all. Mikomalkom kiyin demalkom sheish yayin in the kachin rifta. Still, since the halacha is, if wine is available, you don't make kiddush on bread. Delayla adifa, he's not going to use the wine for daytime and make chala the kiddush at night. Once the wine is available, that wine will go for the Friday night kiddush. Sifkan tes bishar tzeche sudo. When do we say that kavod yom is greater than kavod laila? That's for the meal itself. The meal should be a nicer meal, Shabbos day than Friday night. If he has a small quantity of delicacies, it's better to save them for the daytime meal. The Sefer Yam Shel Shloimeh, the Marshal writes, very upset that people are not careful with this. In fact, they make the Friday night meal nicer than the daytime meal. That's wrong. If he only has one cup of wine for Kiddush, then the night comes before the day. The wine Friday night supersedes meal food for the daytime or Kiddush by the daytime. Like we wrote in the beginning of the paragraph. So we have here this concept that Friday night Kiddush is number one priority. After you have to have lechem. That's the number one is you have to have challah for Friday night, Shabbos day. After that, you have money for wine, it goes to Friday night. Even though covered for the yom, if you had a nice piece of fish, only one piece, you don't eat it the night, eat it by day. But for wine, for Kiddush, night comes before day. The notes bring, Lamaisa, do people make more elaborate Friday night meals than Shabbos day? The chush Shabbos day has to be more chashuv. So the answer is, you have cholent. Cholent makes it more chashuv. The cholent is the chashuv food. Now, there are some people who start Friday night cholents, but usually not at the meal. It's usually going to be later on. But the idea of the cholent is special for Shabbos day, so it usually saves it, that everything, it's okay, whatever you say Friday night, because Shabbos day, you're going to have that cholent. Then he brings the question, which many people are curious about, Eretz Yisrael. People daven v'kavasikin. So they come home and they want to eat, but it's only 7 a.m. They're not ready to have cholent. So it's very common it's a soil to wash and have like a light breakfast. And then later, they're going to have the shal shudis, which is going to be the cholent and the meal. So he says, he makes from this in Karel, it says no. Lamaisa, when you daven early and you're going to have a light meal now and later on another meal, he says, that's all called kavod hayom. The chatchis is before chatzos. The chachil before chatzos. But he says you can have an early meal, and then afterwards, during the day, you'll have your basa v'dogim. Better before chatzos. Se'iv dalet. Asur lit'oim kalum koidim she'kadosh. It is forbidden to taste anything prior to Kiddush Friday night. Afilim mayim. Even a drink of water. V'afilim hiskum mi'bo'idyoim. Even if you began the meal before Shabbos started, during the daytime, tzorach lahafsik, you'll have to interrupt the meal, shepores mapa, and cover the table over with a tablecloth, cover the food over, umekadish and make kiddush. Vim ho yishois in yayin techila, if they were already drinking wine before this, einu oimer lekiddush b'vad b'lo b'yachas hayayin. So when he says his kiddush in the middle of the meal, he's not going to start with baruch b'yagof, and he already said baruch b'yagof earlier, he'll just start with the baruch kiddush. V'achach mevorach b'yachas hamotzi, then he has to make another hamotzi. If he does not have wine, so his kiddush is going to be on bread, he will not make hamotzi, because he already said hamotzi, and he just says the bracha of kiddush and kiddush to eat. Some say that even if he's making kiddush on wine during the meal, he does not have to make a new hamotzi after the kiddush. Before kiddush, it's forbidden to eat anything, to drink anything, taste anything. Zerak isur drabon. This isur is from the Chacham. But at the time, the reason is, kiven the chiyuv shel hakiddush chal alav miyad beknisas Shabbos. Since the obligation of saying kiddush occurs when Shabbos begins, vafilo kibul of Shabbos behedi. Even if he did not explicitly accept Shabbos, the kiven shenasa sfeik hashecha. As soon as it becomes questionable of dark outside, twilight, memela chal of Shabbos. Shabbos comes automatically. So once Shabbos comes upon him, there's a chiyuv of kiddush. Vim kibul of Shabbos, if he actually was mekabel Shabbos, afilu idayin yom gadol, even if there's still plenty of time today, it's after plaga mincha, but still daylight, dina hachi, again, at that moment, he has to stop eating because there's a chiyuv of kiddush. Vim moitzel lekabel Shabbos miyudyoim, ulekadesh, ulechol, ulespal arvis achach balayla, and if a person wants to accept Shabbos during the daytime, after plaga, make kiddush, and eat the suda, and then daven marv afterwards when it's nighttime, Rasha, he can do that. Ubetanai provided shechatzi shor koidin zman marv, that he's beginning his kiddush more than a half hour before the zman of marv. Because once you're within that half hour, now you have an obligation to say kriyishma, you shouldn't start the meal. Sivkon yubes koidem shi kaddish. he may not eat anything or taste anything before Kiddush. V'afilu ein lo ela kos echad, even if he only has one glass of wine. Yekadish alav, he should use it for Kiddush. V'yivarech b'chas amazim lo kos, and he'll bench on the earlier meal without a kos. Hanafilu man desfir le b'chas amazim to una kos, even according to the opinion that benching needs a kos. Le'el b'sen kuf pei beis efaf, we learned that back in kuf pei beis. V'lo yorechal kodesh yekash, but he cannot eat prior to Kiddush. Sifkan Yugimel, afilu maim, even water. V'shar lichotz piv maim, it's mutter to rinse his mouth with water, kivin de'enu achav l'anos te'ima, since he doesn't have kavana for tasting, he just wants to rinse his mouth. A long discussion in the notes, if a woman's about light candles, and she knows once she lights candles, she can't drink when she's thirsty. So what's she supposed to do? She drinks first, she'd be delayed in lighting the candles, we don't want to delay the candle lighting. So he says, could be she light candles with her tonight, then I'm not mekabel Shabbos, I can still have a drink after Sin Licht. Sifkan Yudal, Tzorech Lahafzik, if he's in the middle of a meal, the meal started beforehand, so you have to stop. The Alpha gav the Hizkel Beheter, even though they began, it was mutter to begin. Shani Hochi, it's still different to HaKiddush Shayach L'Suda, because Kiddush applies to the meal. U'l'chadchila Iskan Shikash Koyim Suda Makom Suda. The halach of Kiddush is before you eat, at the place where you eat. Sifkan Tesov Shaparis Mapa, so you cover all the food with a cloth. L'chasos HaPas Arachar Kiddush, cover the bread until after Kiddush. V'achach Yisirena, then you uncover it Kihecha de Tisro'eh, and it shows that we are beginning the meal of Kavod Shabbos. So the food is here, the Kavod Shabbos. Even if he had not yet sat down to eat, the dinner is the same. The food has to be covered when you make Kiddush. Could the Kamam Siftes, we're saying Siftes. The Kamash Malon Bezeh, the Ashu Be'emes Achilos, the Kiddush here is that even in the middle of a meal, Dai Be'pisas Mapis is enough to cover it with a cloth. So this is an idea that's brought from the Ga'onim and Taisus, that you want to show that the food is coming to cover the Shabbos meal. And if it's on the table beforehand, you don't see that. So you would cover it and then uncover it after the Kiddush. So there are those who are makbid not to bring any of the Shabbos food to the table until Kiddush is done. Sefkar design. Below Birchas Hayayin. If he's in the middle of a meal and he already made Bar Pir Gafen during the meal, you're not going to repeat the Bar Pir Gafen for Kiddush. The Kivan the Bear Kavar B'toch Asud B'tchias Shiyoso. Since he already made the bracha at the during his meal, when he began to drink during the meal, Shuvain Sarach Lavarach Ata Bar Pir Gafen Kod Nakish. There's no need to make another Bar Pir Gafen prior to Kiddush. V'adin Shain Sarach Lavarach Alayaj B'toch Asud. Similarly, he's not going to make a Bar Pir Gafen on any wine during the meal. The ain shum hesach hadas, there was no distraction between shtiyas hakosh l'kiddush to shtiyas hayayin shem tachasuda, between the drinking of the kiddush and drinking of the meal. It's all the same bar pir gofen, so it's not a problem. Sifkan yudzayin va'achach mevorach birchas hamotzi, but you lost your hamotzi. If you make kiddush during the meal, the first sheet of the mechaber says you lost your hamotzi. Hanukishba ligmar achach suda, so when he wants to finish his meal after the kiddush, mevorach birchas hamotzi michadosh, he has to make a new hamotzi. The hamotzi he made at the beginning of the meal 2 hours ago doesn't help. The kiddush that was in between, which he had to say, because he couldn't eat without kiddush, that's called an interruption. That's why he needs a new birchas hamotzi, because there was a time when he could not eat. And as far as benching, one benching at the end of the meal covers the whole meal. But let's say there was no wine. So now he's using the bread for the kiddush itself. So the Shulchan Aruch says you don't make another hamotzi. Here, the time to say hamotzi isn't after kiddush, it's before kiddush. And there wasn't a hefsek yet. That would require a new bracha. Then you won't have the hamotzi afterwards, because you need the hamotzi you made 2 hours ago for the kiddush. At that point in time, there was no hesach hadas yet, so to speak, no hefsek. And once I'm making kiddush based on the earlier hamotzi, then the earlier hamotzi keeps going. Sifkan yuches, einu mevarach hamotzi, yesh omrim, that even if you make kiddush on wine, you don't lose the hamotzi. The sfilu, this opinion holds, the kiddush will have a hefsek, kiddush does not interrupt. Since whenever you have a doubt in brachas, we're lenient, we go like the yesh omim. See, the stam v'yesh omim, halach kistam, over here, Mr. Bruce is saying, go to yesh omim, himself brachas l'hakel. Siv, hey, shnayim shayesh oisin, two people were drinking. When they say, Bo nekadesh kiddush yom, let's make kiddush. Nasar aleim lishtos, at that point they cannot drink anymore, achi kash, until they say kiddush. V'motzu lachzav lishtos kodim shei kash, if they want to drink before kiddush, alfi she'enu mashalim, even though they're not allowed to, sichum lachzav levach tchila bor piagofen, they'll have to take a new bor piagofen, v'achachishto, and then drink. The Amor says, Odom Sheshoch Lekadesh, if a person forgot to make Kiddush, Ala Acha Sheberach Birchas HaMotzel, after he said HaMotzi, V'nizka Kodesh HaOchal, but realized before he ate any of the Challah, Yekadesh Al HaPas, continue with Kiddush on the Lechem, V'acha Hilch, and then eat. Al Bavdolah, if this happened by Havdolah, Yerchot Chil, he has to take a bite of the Challah, Dari'in Mavdil HaPas, there's no concept of Havdolah on bread. Two people drinking together, not eating, drinking. They're drinking wine. They say, oh, let's make Kiddush. This is talking about Erev Shabbos after Plag, but it's still daylight. Once it's twilight time, and certainly if it's nighttime, I feel a little armor, even if they didn't say, let's make Kiddush. The obligation of Kiddush comes by itself. But also lechov lishdos, and they can't eat or drink. Kamosha kosim sifdal that we had in sifdal. Sifkan chav achi kach until they make kiddush. The idea amiras bo nekadesh, because when they say let's make kiddush, chol aleim chov is kiddush hayom. At that point, the obligation of kiddush takes effect. V'nasar aleim lishdos, and they cannot continue to drink. Sifkan chav alf emarzu b'chul, and if they want to drink, even though they can't, they need a new bor piagofen. Hatam, what's the reason? Because they have basically given up the idea of drinking before Kiddush. This is similar to the one who says before benching, let's bench. You want to drink after that? You got to make a new bracha. When it comes to the cup for Kiddush, Magen Avraham says they don't have to make a bracha gofen. The Yotzeh Bebrocha Shebech B'tchilas Hashtiyah, the Yotzeh with the Brocha they began with beforehand. To lo Aschu Daitai Mikoshal Kiddush. They didn't give up in their mind from the case of Kiddush, the Mesh'am when they said Bo'u Nekadesh, that let's make Kiddush. So basically you divide the Machshava. They're drinking wine, they made it by B'gov, an hour later, let's make Kiddush. So at that point, any other wine that's not Kiddush needs a Brocha. But the wine of Kiddush does not need a Brocha. Because it's a Hesach Adas from drinking other wine, but it's not Hesach Adas and drinking the wine of Kiddush. A person could do that. A machshava could be split. A Hesach Adas of this and not for that. And it would seem that they're not going to make a bracha on any wine they drink after they drink the Kiddush wine. Their Hesach Adas was exclusively for any wine prior to Kiddush. Now there are many different opinions in these halachas. Royal call Baal Nefesh, the Zorish, the love of the Kach. A Baal Nefesh won't get into this pickle. Don't get into this situation. Most of us aren't sitting down to drink before, an hour before Shabbos, or things like that. Sivkal Chavpes. Afal Pisha Einim Rashoim, even though they're not supposed to drink at that point. Hainu Mitam the Chol Aleim Kedushas Hayom, because once they say, let's make Kiddush, the Kedushas Hayom is Chal, and they have to make Kiddush. Kosev et Taz, the Taz writes. The Kishalo Amut, they would not have said, Bo in a Kaddish, let's make Kiddush. El Shehichshich, but it got dark, it was time for Shabbos. Imratzu lachzor lishtos, if they want to continue to drink, Ein sarich lachzor levarech, they do not have to go make a new bracha. After also machmasu koidim Kiddush, even though it is also to drink because it's before Kiddush, ha isser levad in ois hesach das, the isser does not create hesach das. If they say, let's make Kiddush, that's hesach das, you lost the bracha. But the fact that you're not supposed to drink because it's already late, that does not take away the bracha from them. Sifkan chav gimel koidim sha'achal. If a person said hamotzi in chat, he didn't make kiddush. He didn't make kiddush. He says hamotzi, he didn't make kiddush, but he didn't eat any bread yet. Hainu koidim sha'tar prusas hamotzi. He didn't taste from the piece of hamotzi. To la'acha sha'tar, if he did, had he eaten the hamotzi, yikadish alayah in the yeshla. Then if he has wine, does make kiddush on wine. Ma'ashenken koidim zeh, but if he didn't eat any bread yet, he should make Kiddush on the bread, even though he does have wine. And the rule generally is, if there's wine, don't make Kiddush on bread. In this case, he started, just keep going. Because to make a bar piyagofen would be an interruption between the hamotzi and eating. However, make sure to bring him another lechem. That's not a hefsek. to have a mitzvah chesud, it's part of the need for the suda, because the elbasim kuf samach zayin sivav, like we learned before in kuf samach zayin. So he made hamotzi on one roll, and chad didn't make kiddush. Bring him a second roll, and then on the two, he'll say the bracha, bracha to Hashem, and say the bracha of kiddush. So kachav dad, yikadish al hapas, and he makes kiddush on the bread. What's learning to say, sheyom ha'bich says the bracha, she'er kiddushanu. There's no vaychul at that point. He'll say vaychul during the meal. He just picks up from the boy pegoff from the hamotz lechem and continues from there. And then he'll eat. What happens if he only realized he already ate some of the bread? Whether there is no wine, so he'll say the bracha of kiddush on the bread. Or if he has wine, and he'll make kiddush on the wine. When he continues to eat more bread, does not have to make a motzi again. Now there's a problem here. We said before that when you're in the middle of a meal and you stop and make kiddush, you lost your hamotzi. Over here, why don't you lose your hamotzi? So the Taz explains, the Taz is, because the first case we had in Sif Dalet, you were eating during daytime. And now it's nighttime. You lose your hamotzi and make kiddush. But here it's all in the same time frame. It's all nighttime. So in the same time frame, he says you don't lose the hamotzi. In Shad Sin, he brings others disagree. He says, no, it's the exact same halacha. According to the first Maradom, he lost the hamotzi. According to the Yeshom, he didn't lose the hamotzi. And Lamaisa, we said before, Safar Brachas Nahalkal, so we follow the Yeshom. But in concept, the Shad Sin says, no, it could be the exact same achlok as we had before. Sivkan Chavav, Yoichal Techila, by Havdolah, we don't make Havdolah on bread. So then, if you made the hamotzi, you got to eat from the hamotzi. Perish means say, prus hamotzi, he'll eat from the hamotzi. Kadesh lo tia baruch latol, it shouldn't be a baruch latol. It shouldn't be a baruch latol. The achach afterwards, tzorech lehaf, he has to stop, with the haf to make Havdolah. Vayimash akazim magan avon bereishu and reish saites, luka magan avon reish in the beginning of reish saites, the hapoiskim Havdolah drabon, according to the opinions, the Havdolah drabon, ain't tzorech lehafzik. He will not have to interrupt. El goy mesudar, so rather finish the meal. V'achach ma'av, and then say, Havdolah. This is a shayla of Havdolah's diraisa, but many hold that Havdolah's diraisa, it's like Kiddush's diraisa. But if it's Drabonin, you can finish the meal and make Havdolah after.